Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey guys, so this episode was recorded previously and was going to be scheduled for last Friday. So some of the dates may be a little bit off, but no big deal. Enjoy the show. I don't know if you have the same For You page as me, but everybody has been talking about the Great Lock-In. Now, many people started in September. I low-key started in August, period, but like really locked in September. But there is still time to lock in for the rest of the year. It is October 3rd when this episode is going live, basically October 1st, basically 90 days until the end of the year. You need to start your new year now. I want you to start thinking about your goals for 2026 and start working towards them now. And let's talk about the reasons why this is going to set you up for success. The way I'm kind of thinking about the last 3 months of the year is like the first night of vacation. I have found that the first night of vacation is sometimes like the best night of the entire trip because it's unexpected. You go into it like, oh, you know what? We're just going to chill. We're just going to rest. Vacation's going to start tomorrow. We've been traveling all day. But then you get a surge of energy and you're like, wait, you know what? Let's go out tonight. And then that night that you go out ends up being the bender where you don't get home until 5 a.m. and you make all these new friends and you end up at a mansion party or on a yacht or a boat somewhere. Yeah. The last 3 months of the year are like the first night of vacation. Unexpected and super, super exciting and sets you up for success for the rest of the trip. So for the last 90 days, I want you to focus on some of your goals for 2026. You don't need to be perfect, but I want you to start working towards them. For example, you know, we've been talking about like weight loss and stuff on this podcast recently. Me and my friends, we have been walking our heinies off. We started a step competition and we have been walking like crazy. I'm talking 20K a day is light work for us. To win the competition, we're talking 30K steps a day, right? I'm walking more than I ever have in my entire life. And I'm already starting to lose weight. I'm already starting to feel healthier. My stamina is way up. I'm feeling really good. I'm just feeling super fit and super healthy. By the time January comes around, bitch, I'm gonna be like halfway to my goal already. You know what I mean? Like, it's that surge of energy in the last part of the year where it's like, okay, maybe I didn't get to some of my goals earlier in this year. Really, let's lock in. And I have found that this has actually happened for me in the past with some of my New Year's resolutions where it's like, you know, I kind of lollygagged on like reading books or I lollygagged on volunteering. And then the last 3 months of the year, I'm like doing like half of my New Year's resolutions. It also has the fresh start effect. So it is when it's the beginning of a new week, a beginning of a new month, and the beginning of a new year, there's like, you know, obviously there's the fresh start effect and you see people locking in more on their goals, researching more about their goals. Well, this period of time has that same effect. It's the beginning of a new quarter, you know, especially, you know, beginning of the month. It still has that fresh start effect. And it also has a little bit of like procrastination, right? Like what I just mentioned, like maybe you didn't get to some of your goals earlier this year and you realize the year only has 3 months left and you're like, wait, let me start getting and let me start doing stuff. So now is a perfect time to really just do that. Another thing is a good time to start working on goals. I feel like summer is really busy where you might be traveling a lot. I know I was traveling a lot this summer. You're more inclined to kind of do like extracurriculars and activities that involve like eating whatever you want, drinking whatever you want. You know, the good thing about summer is that you do have like a lot of like activity, like, you know, physical activity that's like kind of baked into like summertime plans. However, for me, I feel like my summer is always about like drinks and partying and whatever. You know, the last 3 months of the year, I think sometimes people are like, oh, well, it's hard to do like a weight loss journey because it's the holidays. But it's like, really, if you think about it, like you don't need to go all out for the entire month. Like, what's kind of nice about the fall months is that weather gets cooler, so you can work out more. You don't have to, you know, worry about overheating. I know with me and my walking journey, that's definitely something I'm thinking about, where I'm like, oh, it feels so nice where I can like walk outside in the middle of the day and not be super hot. Also, I started biking to work again this week because it's finally been cool enough. I stopped biking to work like in the spring because summertime was just too hot, and especially September, August was so hot. Now it's starting to cool down again and I can bike to work again, which is like just adding to my physical activity level, which is so great. But like really trying to think about the holidays, right? So we have Halloween. Yes, Halloween is technically two weekends. I want to challenge you. Only drink on for the month of October. And hey, don't hold me to this. I don't know if I'm actually going to do this as well. Only drink on the nights out where you're actually having a Halloween thing. You don't need to go, you know, you don't need to do the happy. Maybe you skip the happy hours this month. You know, you really just try to lock in on your goals. Get prepared for the new year. Thanksgiving, another great example. You don't need to overeat the entire week of Thanksgiving. Have fun on Thanksgiving Day. Go crazy. You don't need to overeat the entire week. Drunksgiving, maybe you skip it this year. We're pushing 30. Do we need to get blackout drunk at the local dive bar and see people from high school? I don't know, right? People have kids and families now, okay? So just think about like what the holiday season actually means and ways that you can like still have fun and enjoy, you know, don't have to over restrict, but like you don't have to use the last 3 months of the year as an excuse of like, I'm just going to do whatever I want and then I'm going to lock in January. Imagine how much farther you're going to be when January comes, when you've already spent these 3 months working on your eating habits, working on your exercise goals. And also I think this month, these 3 months are really great for like exploring, like exploratory, like figuring out what does work for you. So I feel like I'm in a pretty great place with my walking routine where it's like, okay, I walk an hour in the morning and then I walk around my building at work during like lunch and when I have breaks in between meetings, and then I'll do like a quick walk, you know, before dinner or something. So I feel like I've like figured out my walking schedule and made it work with me. Even I've been super busy too with work and I've still been able to like manage my walking schedule. Eating habits. So maybe this is when you're trying different like meal programs. Right now I'm doing Nutrisystem and then I don't think I'm going to keep it. What I want to try next is doing like catering from like Whole Foods and stuff where it's like you buy like one of those big tins. So I want to try that. I also want to try this like kind of like easy meal preps like rotisserie chicken salad kind of vibes. Like I kind of want to try that next. So this is that time for me to do that. So it's like these next months, I'm going to be like trying different food items, you know, figuring out exactly what that kind of steady plan looks like. And then January comes around. Now it's about just kind of leveling up, right? It's like, okay, how can I like, you know, make this a little bit more, how can I make this workout a little bit more intense? What else can I add into my routine? Like, I think in the new year, I feel like I'm too busy right now, but I think in the new year, okay, I'm going to get back into my yoga routine and add that into my schedule and have like a more solid schedule with I've been doing the Grow with Joe videos, like adding that into my training to make it more solid, right? So these 3 months, it's exploratory. It's figuring out, okay, exactly what are your goals? Where do you want to be by this time next year? And how can you start setting yourself up for success so you're not going into January cold turkey? Because, you know, we always hear the statistics where it's like, you know, half of all New Year's resolutions, people give up on them the first week of January. After that first week of January, there's a huge drop off in what people are doing. And I think the new year also just has a lot of pressure with it, right? So let's say you're just like going full debauchery this entire holiday season. January 1st comes around, you're hungover from New Year's Eve, clock that, and then you think you're just going to like magically solve all your problems and be ready to go. Yeah, of course it's only going to last a week, you know? There's a lot of pressure and you're unprepared for that pressure. Starting to get to work now sets you up for success, so it's like you have your plan. You know, I feel like my the way I'm talking is very like fitness oriented, but like this is for everything too, you know? So like finances, for example, I have already set up my finances for the entire 2026. Like, I keep a notes doc of every single payday and what I'm planning to do with my like savings and investing money. And I already have that set up. I already have my sinking fund set up. I already set up all of my transfers for my sinking funds and all that fun stuff. And so my finances are like pretty much set for the next year. And it's like, I set up the plan and now it's just going to be about following that plan. So, you know, do that now. Do that stuff now, because if you wait until January, my first payday, I think, is January 2nd, right? So it's like, I don't want to go into the new year lollygagging, not knowing what's going on. Payday's January 2nd. I'm hungover all day January 1st. I'm looking around thinking, oh shit, what do I got to do? I don't know what to do with this, right? So that all goes to say, I feel like I feel like every episode I'm always like, oh, I've been rambling too much. And it's like, that's the whole like literal point of this. But anywho, yeah, lock in. I feel so good right now, dude. Like, I feel like 2026 is going to be like, I'm finally going to hit like certain goals, because I feel like I just have this clarity and I'm already working towards those goals right now. And I already am setting myself up for success in kind of a low pressure environment. The last 3 months of the year feel like a low pressure environment, where you don't have to be, you know, you don't have like 5,000 people at the gym because it's January 1st, right? So, yeah, what are some of your goals? DM me, text me, tell me in real life, you know, whatever. But what are some of your goals for 2026? And what is one thing that you're going to do in these next 3 months that's actually going to help you get to that goal for the next year? So let's say a goal is weight loss. One thing you can do in these next 3 months is like figure out your workout routine, you know, have a clear workout routine of what you're doing every day and every week. You don't have to figure out everything. You don't have to, it's like everything takes time. You don't have to figure out the food yet. You don't have to figure out like supplements yet. You don't have to figure out this and this and that. Just focus on one part of that overall goal and start working towards it. If it's finances, start thinking about, okay, you know, even just like, do you know how much you make? Know how much you take home? I love using NerdWallet for their calculators. So if you Google NerdWallet budget calculator, they have a 50, 30, 20 calculator, 50% for fixed expenses and your necessities, 30% for your wants, and then 20% for your savings. So if one of your goals for next year is to be better with your finances, let's just start there. Or if you want to start investing next year, look at some free investing resources. I recently got a library card. Shout out to Troy for being my inspiration for that. I recently got a library card and I was looking at all the different events, and there's an investing class happening this Sunday at the library by my apartment. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to go check that out. Like, do one thing that is helping you get to your 2026 goal, you know. You can be crazy like me. I feel like I'm doing 10 things towards I have like three or four goal, like big goals for next year. And I feel like I'm doing like 10 things within each of those goals. So like, I'm a wee bit tired, but you know, I'm just going to keep pushing and keep going. Cause I feel like right now I'm in a sprint cycle and I actually plan on like slowing down in January. Like, I'm going to like, you know, I've been doing like 20K steps walking. Okay, what does it look like if I just do like 10K, you know, trying to make things a little bit more sustainable because I don't want to burn myself out. You know, I feel like I've been like waking up super early and I'm like so tired. But yeah, so anywho, so last 3 months of the year, it is such a beautiful time of the year. This is the time to really set yourself up for success for the next year. In your 2026 version of you is going to thank you later. All right. Well, that's all I got for this episode. Thank you for listening to another episode of In Jess We Trust. I'm your host, Jessica Johnson. See you next time. In Jess We Trust.